which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty,
Liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. I would like to call this morning's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020 at 9 a.m. to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sesich.
Present.
Mr. DeBolt. Ms. Flowers.
Present.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Mr. Greider.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Here.
Mr. Kokel.
Here.
Ms. Vickers.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With the quorum being present, I would like to have a motion to approve the agenda, but I need to move meeting schedule. Item 7I to new business.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Sesich. Can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Aye.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Special recognition. I'd like to recognize Mr. Kellogg's sweater.
Why don't you explain that for people online?
Mr. Kellogg is wearing, I don't know if Scott has his camera over there, but he is wearing a green Meowie Christmas sweater this morning. So I want to congratulate him for that.
Did you lose a bet?
I tried to get Mr. Greider to join everybody, but he was scared to wear his, so...
that's true story.
Oh, thank you for that.
Next up, I wanted to recognize two of our board members, Amy Sesich and Robin Vickers, for their graduation from this year's UCCI Leadership Academy. The University of Illinois Extension Program Leader and Assistant Dean Ann Silvis announced that Amy and Robin both completed the coursework and are now graduates of the 2020 Leadership Academy program. Amy is a show off because I think this is your second time, the last being in 2013.
Right.
As well, did you, I'll ask you a question about it in a minute, but the Leadership Academy is a joint venture of United Counties Council of Illinois and the University of Illinois Extension. It's a comprehensive leadership development program designed for county officials elected and appointed. The central focus of this program of study, whose rigor is comparable to courses at the University of Illinois, is on critical thinking, problem solving, communications, planning, self-assessment, and change. Graduation ceremonies were scheduled to take place in late October. Many of you have attended in the past. It's usually down at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum with a reception and dinner. It was unfortunately canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is the 15th year of the Leadership Academy, which has been sponsored by UCCI, and it was a really good program, and I know it's changed a little bit over the years as they've, you know, learned more and things have changed, so I'm interested in hearing your thoughts and, you know, how it all went, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. So, as you said, I did it in 2013, and you did as well, and Lynn and Mr. Prochaska. We all really enjoyed it back then. It was a way to meet our fellow board members and elected officials from down south and all over, actually, the state. I think everyone except for Cook County. I don't think we had any Cook County people. But it's a great program, especially for new board members to be involved in. This year was a little different because everything went to remote. And you know how I love remote meetings. So. I was not excited about that. I know Robin said she enjoyed it. It was her first time. But It's definitely great, especially for that critical thinking and problem solving, because they're doing it from the aspect of being public servants. So it gets you a nice perspective on that. So if you can do it, I highly recommend it. It was not as enjoyable for me because it was remote, but the program itself is very well done, and the the actual content is really good. So I liked it.
Ms. Vickers, anything you wanted to add?
I agree. The content was fantastic. I also missed being in person just because it's a lot harder to network over Zoom, you know, and you're in a breakout session and it just ends. So you don't get to have the talking time in between sessions. But I did enjoy it. Anne has encouraged everyone to do it again when we can meet in person, just because it is such a different experience. And I was really impressed at how she took the feedback for the first session and adapted it to Zoom, and then talked about how it would be done in person. So, you know, it won't be the same thing if they do it again in person, if they're actually able to do it in person next year. So I enjoyed it.
Great. Well, thanks to both of you, and congratulations for completing that. Public comment? I may have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
By Sesich, seconded by Gangler. Roll call.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kolkol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
All eyes, thank you. Old business? New business. And approval of an engagement letter from Mack & Associates for a transitional audit of the Circuit Clerk's office in an amount not to exceed $7,500.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich. And our Circuit Clerk is here today. Would you like to come up, and is there anything you'd want to mention? Mr. Prochaska?
Add that isn't in your packet. I did request this audit as per the Illinois state statute that was passed in 2016 that allows any new countywide elected officials to ask for a transitional audit of their office to cover all expenses. And I have talked with the auditors, and they're also going to be considering transfers out from the Circuit Clerk's office to other funds through for fees as part of the audit.
Thank you.
I fully support this. I think it needs to happen, get started fresh in that office. So it'll be very good to see and see what's been going on. And
roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kolkol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
All eyes, thank you. Now, the next up, can I have a motion to approve the 2021 County Board meeting schedule? And Ms. Vickers, I know you had one change that you'd like to make.
Yes, we would like to change the health and environment meeting from 3 p.m. to 8:30 a.m., still on the second Monday of the month.
We make the motion with that change?
Like a second.
Motion by Vickers, seconded by Kellogg. Any other discussion on the meeting schedule? Roll call.
This is on the amendment. Is it?
Yes.
Are you amending?
Yes, on the amendment. Sorry.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kolkol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes as to the amendment. Now to the full motion for approval of the meeting schedule with that change. May I have a roll call, please?
Made the motion to the first motion for the meeting schedule. I didn't get that.
Vickers made the motion with the amendment.
So she made the original, and then she made the amendment?
Is your state's attorney? She made the motion with the amendment. Does she need to, do we need two sets of motion? Okay. Can I now have a motion
to approve?
I'll
make the
motion. Ms. Sesich?
Second.
Seconded by Vickers to approve the motion with the amendment. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes. Ayes. Thank you. I wanted to make one more announcement, I guess, under I can do it under new business. We received a word that Franz got this letter on his desk that Keith Wheeler, State Representative Keith Wheeler, was able to provide us with a $675,000 grant for construction of the Eldemain Road Bridge through the Department of it's the DCEO, Scott. What's that stand for? The
Department of Economic Opportunity, Commerce and Economic Opportunity.
So that will also be go towards the construction that's going to begin in the spring. So I'm excited to have that additional funding for this project as well. So elected official reports and other department reports. Sheriff.
Morning. I just wanted to thank the board for their support, and a few of you have called me about the outbreak we had in the jail. So far it seems to be contained. I think as of this morning, knock on wood, we're 17 days without a new case in the jail. Also publicly want to thank my staff for the schedule change that they went through, as we've seen some other successes in other areas by changing the schedule and kind of siloing the different, basically cutting it in half and then quartering it, that you can silo if there is to get another outbreak, and fortunate enough we were able to avoid that. So all the staff is back to work and nobody's out on COVID at this time. So we did have two inmates that did go to the hospital just for a couple days. They did have underlying health conditions. Any other questions anyone has? Thank you.
County Clerk and Recorder, Ms. Gillette.
My revenue report is in the packet. We have begun accepting filings for petitions for the consolidated election. We do have a discovery recount for the Oberweiss campaign and for the Jeanette Ward campaign that we are working on gathering the information for to complete that.
Treasurer. Is she on the phone?
By Colin.
Clerk of the court, Mr. Prochaska.
My report is in the packet for this meeting. This will probably be the last month that you'll see that report in that format. We are currently working on providing.
You mute the phone. Thank you.
We are working on currently updating the report to provide more information. So if there's any information that the county board specifically would like to see in that report, whether it be financials or year-by-year comparisons, please let me know and we will get that added.
I will say that when one of your predecessors was there, she used to bring you know, the list of different the breakdown of cases. I don't remember seeing that in recent years.
The breakdown of the types of cases?
Like foreclosures and like by type?
Foreclosures. I used to ask it every month.
That is,
if possible. I don't want to make a lot of extra work, but it was always, it was good information, I thought.
All right. Thank you very much.
State's attorney.
So most of you have been through this before. There's a couple new board members, specifically one that hasn't been through this, so I'll just go through it real briefly. You have on your desk the handbook that we hand out every year to new board members, actually every 2 years in most cases. Just goes through some of the information that's commonly addressed with the county board, maybe a little different if you've been on different boards, some of the rules of procedure that we have. For the older members, this is just an update. There are a couple things that have changed, so just make sure you've looked at it.
Yeah.
This replaces the binder from 2 years ago.
Well.
Want to thank administration for helping out getting these binders and putting this together as well so we could get this out to you. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time going through it. I just want you to take note. Number one, our direct extensions are on the front. I will provide to everyone cell phone numbers as well. We don't put them in the binders, but we'll provide those to you. If you have any questions, feel free to call on the cell phones if it's after work hours. Or obviously, I hope it's really an emergency if you're calling at 2 o'clock in the morning, but most of my staff is used to that. On the criminal side, don't get too many county emergencies at 2 o'clock in the morning, but if you do, we have staff that can answer that for you as well. So you've got your current board rules of order, board compensation, that's just changed, obviously. With going from per diems to the salary, so that's something to take a look at. Powers and duties of the county board, please make sure you've looked at that. If you haven't in a while, that gives you what you can do, and obviously if it's not specifically listed, then kind of is a limitation of what you can't do. I know some great reading, it'll keep you up at night. It's probably better than Netflix. If you're looking for something to binge on, you can look at this. The Kendall County Ethics Ordinance is in there as well. I believe Jeff Worley is still your ethics advisor. I'm looking at Mr. Chairman just yes. to make sure.
That's correct.
If you have any questions regarding the ethics ordinance, please feel free to just reach out to him. Our office works with him as well, but we are obviously, unfortunately, the enforcers of the ethics ordinance as well. So we try to maintain that distance. But I'd much rather have someone ask a question about it than do something and then find out, oh, you know, that was a problem and have to figure out how to fix it or go through that. Same with the Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act. We get a lot of questions about that. Obviously, more Open Meetings Act when it comes from the board, FOIAs when it comes from department or elected officials about what they receive. We work with, obviously, any questions that departments have or elected officials on any of those. And as I said on the Open Meetings Act, please call if you have a question. And I give this to everybody, not just the county board. Please call and ask if it's going to be a problem. I'd rather not have the meeting or fix the problem ahead of time. Then have to deal with what do we do now that you violated the Open Meetings Act. Most of them are unintentional, but when they do happen, obviously they cause a bigger problem. The media picks up on it, so you don't really need me to worry about it. The media will be all over you if you violate the Open Meetings Act. So it's best to ask for permission, then ask for forgiveness. So make sure that you can do that. Some other things in there, the liquor ordinance is in there. That's mostly your chairman deals with that, but if you have any specific questions, it's in there. The Downstate Forest Preserve Act is obviously, you serve as two roles and two hats, even though you're the same 10 elected officials. Those are two different duties, and they have different requirements and different authorities, so make sure you've taken a look at that if you haven't. KenCom agreements, obviously KenCom is not part of the county, but is an entity that we work very closely with, have a lot of dealings with, but I want to make sure that John, I think, believe if the appointments go through, I believe Mr. Volt will be the represented from the county. So if you have specific questions on that, most of it is taken care of by KenCom directly, but if there's questions as it relates to the agreements or how that works, what your authority is, please feel free to reach out to our office and go through that as well. Voting requirements, and those aren't the Debbie voting requirements, obviously, but those are the ones for what needs to, how many votes you need to pass, whether you need how much of a quorum, if you're spending money, roll calls, those type of things are all included in there as well. Some of the union information about union contracts, as you know, Leslie is our union, basically your union negotiator, dealing with all the labor and grievance issues that come through for the county. If you have any specific questions on that, feel free to reach out to Leslie directly. We don't have other than highway right now. That's the only bargaining unit that we're in negotiations with. The other contracts have all been ratified, so that's good. Hopefully once we get highway done, we can take a breath for a year or two and start up another one. So, and then the rules of order for the Forest Preserve, those are also in there if you have any specific questions. I don't expect you to have this done by the end of the week. F.
Like there's a test.
Yeah, it's a test, right? And we're going to put there's somewhere in this book, there's a $100 bill. I saw that in a movie once. There's a $100 bill. If you read it all, you'll know where the $100 bill is and you can tell me what it was. We were going to give a code that you couldn't access your computer until you've read it and found the code. But we figured you'd probably want to use your computer sometime in the next year or two. So if you have any questions, though, from our end, feel free to reach out to us. I know when new board members come on, There can be questions that come up. There can be issues that didn't expect or didn't know. And assessors, you have been on the board. This shouldn't be too complicated, but I will be happy to answer your question. Plus, I am a little sarcastic, but go ahead.
Oh, Mr. Weiss, how I adore you.
Actually, I'm sorry. I should defer to Mr. Chairman. He's the one that calls on people. Sorry. My apologies, sir.
Are you done? You just never stop talking.
I have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Do we still have to do our OMA training this year and that sexual harassment thing?
I couldn't do the first part.
Did we have to do OMA training every year? Or is that something we have to do again?
The anti-harassment training is provided, is required every year. We will provide that training. It's also through the Attorney General's office if for some reason we wouldn't, but we will be providing that training to you. I don't know exactly. We usually do that first part of the year. Yeah, I mean, it's a yearly training that must be done, is now required to be done. We used to do it as a voluntary thing and as a good practice to do. It is now required in the state of Illinois. So that's one of the things that has to be done. New board members must complete the Open Meetings Act training. If you haven't done so already, it's online with the Attorney General's office. It is not complicated. It should take you about maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes to complete. If you have any questions on that, feel free to reach out, but it's literally three clicks and you're there, and then take the test and keep your certificate. Forward that certificate to Debbie, I believe. I was going to say, I'm looking at Scott or Debbie. I'm like, one of you two keeps it. I just can't remember one. Debbie will keep a copy of that certificate on file, so you have that, and then you're ready to go. So, any other questions or any questions from those that are not are here via computer? If not, I will take Ms. Sessage's advice and shut up and move on so you can
first
finish
time your for everything.
And there are a lot of new items in here. You know, kind of thumbing through it quickly, I see a lot of 2018 and newer. And we now have Forest Preserve Rules of Order, which is a new thing. That was Matt's coup de grace, so to speak. Corner. Jackie Allen?
No, I don't see her on the phone.
Health Department, Rand. Anything going on?
So we did see this fight that the company makes the epidemic. It's great news.
We're looking forward to. Can you just come a little closer? Sorry.
Like after the next holiday season, so. People are adhering to the warnings and the precautions, so we feel really good about that. Mass vax. So right when we kind of got into a rhythm with our contact tracing and case investigation, now we are working on mass vaccination. As you know, it was released yesterday. We were not in the first week of getting the vaccination. We don't have a hospital in the county, and we don't have a high enough death rate. We are expected to get a shipment in perhaps next week. We don't know for sure. We don't know how many. We don't know a lot of things. There's nothing really to put out on the media because it's still in development. As you know, it's been a long road, but it's still moving very fast. So there's a lot that we don't know that comes down from CDC through IDPH and to us. We do know, as everybody probably understands, it goes right to our healthcare workers. So we've been reaching out to our private different healthcare workers, primary healthcare workers here in the county, and working with Rush, and working with our dentists, our hygienists, our EMS, making sure that those are the first ones that will be in line for the vaccine, and working with our fire departments as well as the sheriff's office. Thank you to them for really supporting us in this, in the transportation of getting the vaccine from Elgin back down here. So it's a full team effort, full hands-on, a lot of unknowns, but we will unravel it as it comes to us. Sure, if there's any questions on mass vax, that's about all I have.
As far as your volunteers, are you getting enough to administrate? I know we've heard and seen emails on looking for volunteers.
Yeah, we've had a great response from our community. Actually, very surprising. I think there's 142 that have volunteered, and a lot of RN and nurses. So we'll really be utilizing those volunteers and relieving some of the burden on our staff. We really, if we go out and do a vaccination on site, the vaccinators don't have to be health department employees, but we do have to have a health department employee there as chain of custody for the vaccine. So Yeah, those volunteers are going to be very critical to our operation, and we're thankful for the community for the outreach that we've received. Okay, thanks.
Supervisor of Assessments, I thought I saw Andy, yeah. Is today the final day?
Actually, yesterday was the final day of in-person hearing. They've got about 32 more to go through that requested not to appear.
Okay.
So we should be done with that by Wednesday, hopefully by the end of the month with everything, with the whole process, getting it all balanced, getting it off to the state. So provided nothing goes haywire, so it should be good.
Great. Questions for Andy?
All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Standing committee reports, facilities, and the way I usually do this is I will call on, say, facilities, and I'll call on the chair of that committee to do the report. And Brian, I don't know if you're up to speed on these two items or not, so I can just run through it and have Scott talk about it if you want.
Well, I've been in communication with Smiley on the elevator at the sheriff's office, and the other things under control there, and
we can't hear.
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear now? I've been in discussion with Mr. Smiley on the repairs to the elevator at the sheriff's office, and he has things under control on that end, and will be coming here today for those costs and so forth, and future expenditures if needed.
Okay. So with that, could I have a motion to approve the contract with Advanced Elevator Company in the amount of $34,530 to repair the public elevator at the Public Safety Center? Mm-hmm. Motion by Gilmore, seconded by DeBolt. Scott, do you have anything you want to add?
No, this is the best option for the county. We're not able to do the bid process, but we are following recommendations from the sheriff that this indeed is a critical both health and safety on this project, so we need to get it going as soon as possible.
Thank you. Okay. Sheriff, could you explain to us why this is an emergency service? Thank you.
It's our only public elevator in the building with COVID, and then a lot of our services are on the upper level. So in order to continue with services, we're having to come out and go down if someone would need us to go downstairs. And really with COVID, we try to keep people, when they come in from the public, they try to stay in the general public area. We try to stay in the secure area. So COVID's really added something to it as well. But if somebody did want to access upstairs, then we would have to bring them back into the secure area in the freight elevator. A lot of times, if it's the general public coming back in that area, we will search them. Again, getting close proximity to somebody you really wouldn't need to. But if they wanted to go upstairs to receive those services, then we would have to do those things in place, and it would really put the public at risk and also the staff. Correct. That is correct.
All right. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kolkel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Next up, could I have a motion to approve the $20,000 in contingency funds for additional public elevator repairs at the Public Safety Center?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by DeBolt.
Second.
Couple.
This is that $20,000 that Jim spoke about that we may need. They won't know until they get in there and start working. We don't want to delay the project. My recommendation to the board would be that this contingency is approved by the consensus of the facilities director, Jim Smiley, and the facilities chairman, Brian DeBolt. If you could make that amendment, then that way it can move on smoothly when we have to take action to use the contingency money.
So moved.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich to amend to allow, how did you word that?
Approval of the contingency by unanimous consent of the facilities director and facilities committee chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Kolkel.
On this, I was over there and looked at the elevator and all the workings of it. Is this contingency And this is for the board's information. I think I know the answer, but this is in case the hole fills in, that they take the pipe out.
Jim can answer more specifics about the need for the contingency.
Everyone we've talked to always cautions us on this. If you can imagine, this travels about 28 feet, so that 28 feet is down in the ground. It's a metal tube, basically, that contains the hydraulic cylinder, and either when it's pulled out whole, the hole could possibly cave in, or the metal could break apart and part of it still be left down in the ground where it would have to be drilled out to be able to put a whole new shaft in there.
That's what this contingency money is for, Jim?
That is the plan, yes.
Okay. Are we going to have a staff member or something check that out before we just, you know, are we going to have somebody there to look at this hole? So,
and normally I, you know, I keep in touch and, you know, I have my technicians in the building all the time.
Right.
So, yeah.
We'll, so they'll look at it to
we'll
see
be,
if it fills
we'll
in.
We'll be, you know, watching it when, especially when the shaft is coming out and the other one's going back.
I think that'd be a good idea to see if it actually fills in or we can push the new one in without doing the extra $20,000.
The last time it happened, we didn't have a problem, but, you know, knock on right. Formica, you know, it's
it's going to be a fancy post hole digger. They're going to clean that hole out, and that's going to be $20,000.
Yeah, it's a, so. It's quite an operation because it's a hydraulic machine, and you know, a lot of equipment would have to get brought down in there, and could take up to a week to drill out, depending on what the situation was.
I'm all for it. Just let's keep an eye on it because if we don't have to spend it, I certainly don't want to. Thank you.
Gilmore.
Mr. Chairman, this $20,000, is that from the county contingency fund?
I believe so. Mr. Kellogg?
We haven't talked about it at finance yet, but discussion between the savings on the vehicle from the public safety capital came in under budget, so there's a little bit there, and then in the repairs budget Mr. Smiley has. Depending on repairs and things going forward, we may end up with a budget amendment to his repair lines at the end of the year. We just never anticipate this big of a lift the first week of the year.
Okay, so it's out of the facilities budget then?
It could come out of a combination of the two.
Mr. Keppel.
Just as a reminder, and for the new board members, we don't we used to assign costs to contingency. We don't specifically assign them there anymore as per direction from the auditors. We'll code this to the appropriate location in the budget, whatever the finance committee decides, and then later in the year if we end up doing a budget adjustment, we could reduce contingency and, for example, increase Jim's repair line to make up for it. But just as a matter of practice, that's how we would code it. So he would most likely, if it went into Jim's repair budget, then he would go over a, you know, $40,000 to $60,000 expense that's unexpected. Is you know, that's a hard hit for him. So, and then we'd compensate it for it later in the year with approval from the facilities committee and ultimately the board or finance committee.
Well.
On the amendment,
correct? On the amendment, yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you. Now, may I have a roll call as to the full motion with the amendment?
Mr. Kokel?
Wait,
yes.
Hang on. Do I have a motion on that?
Yeah, DeBolt.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg? Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks, Jim. Planning, Building, and Zoning, Mr. Gangler.
Can I have approval for petition 2024 request from Granco FS Incorporated for an
amendment? Can you speak right into the mic? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Can I have a motion for approval of petition 2024 request from Granco FS Incorporated for amendment to the future land use map in the Kendall County Land Resource Management Plan, changing the classification of 17854 North Wabini Avenue, PIN 936402. in Seward Township from agricultural to mixed business use.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Sesich. Any discussion on this? Mr. Gangler, is there anything you want to add?
It passed unanimously, in ZPAC, in the Regional Planning Commission, ZBA. Seward Township had no comments. Village of Minooka had no comments. The Minooka Fire Protection District, no comment. And then PBZ approved it 4-0.
Thank you. Scott?
Mr. Osselmeyer is on the phone if there are questions for staff.
Questions on this? Roll call.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Can I have a motion for approval of petition 2025 request for Grinco FS Incorporated for a map amendment rezoning 17854 North Wabini Avenue, PIN 936-400-02 in Seward Township from A1 agriculture with special use permit to M1 limited manufacturing district.
So moved. Motion by Gilmore. Second by Sesich.
Again, this passed unanimously through ZPAC, Regional Planning Commission, ZBA, Seward, Minooka, and Minooka Fire Protection had no comments. PBZ was unanimous as well.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt? Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three, can I have a motion for approval for petition 2028 request from the Kendall County Historical Preservation Commission for amendments to the Kendall County Historic Preservation Ordinance pertaining to the number of meetings of the Preservation Commission and application fee?
So moved.
So moved.
By Sesich?
Second.
Second by Flowers. Discussion on this? Scott?
This was discussed a little bit at length with
Scott Keppel.
Oh, Mr. Osselmeyer at Committee of the Whole. If there's any additional questions, we'd be happy to answer.
Any additional questions on this? Roll call.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number four, can I have an approval, a motion for approval of petition 2029 request from the Kendall County Historic Preservation Commission for approval to authorize the Kendall County Board Chairman to sign and submit an application for certified local government status to the Illinois State Historic Preservation Office with amendments to the Kendall County Historic Preservation Ordinance outlined in petition 2028.
By Gilmore. So seconded by Flowers. Discussion on this? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
All ayes. Motion carries. Special committee reports, since the circuit clerk is still here, I'm going to ask him about ISACO, and I think they have their annual meeting coming up. Do you want to?
Chairman, the Illinois State Association of Counties does have its annual meeting on Friday. Each county at the Illinois State Association of Counties will be given one vote at the meeting. This meeting, its primary purpose is to set forth the policy initiatives and legislative agenda for the Illinois State Association of Counties. The United Counties Council of Illinois is currently not meeting in person. They will continue to have remote meetings throughout for the foreseeable future. This year's legislative reception for both ISACO and UCCI have both been tentatively pulled. The National Association of Counties is not going to be having its legislative conference this upcoming year, and that will also be remote. Further opportunities for different seminars will be brought forward in the future from all three organizations.
Couple.
Just want to announce that the CRGC, Chicago Regional Growth Corporation, is now essentially defunct. There was some funding issues that they ran into that changed from when it was originally planned and launched years ago, and that's gone to the side now. CMAP is spearheading an effort for regional cooperation for economic development that can kind of fit in its place.
All right, other business? Chairman's report. May I have a motion to approve?
Chairman.
Oh, go ahead. Just a couple.
On the appointments, I'd ask if you could remove Elizabeth Flowers for Historic Preservation Commission. It was an oversight by me. She is technically already appointed through July of 2021. And according to your newly passed Historic Preservation Commission ordinance, they need to be five-year terms. So I would recommend pulling that and just leaving her as appointed through July 2021.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you. So with that, may I have a motion to approve the appointments as written without Elizabeth Flowers' name for Historic Preservation CMS Liaison expiring in November 30th, 2022, as she still has her committee appointment through
July
2021.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers? Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Thank you. Public comment? Questions from the press? Need for executive session? I have a motion to adjourn.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, Mr. Wyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim Wyman, WSPY. I wondered if I could get a copy of the committee assignments that you've appointed.
Scott, I'll send that over to you. Scott Keppel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
This is Lucas with the record. I would also like that.
Scott will send it to both of you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion
second.
By Kokol.
Second.
Seconded by Gangler. Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Adjourned. Thank you. Stay tuned for Forest Preserve.